Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to episode 76 of The Awkward Tapes, a podcast where awkward friends have awkward conversations about awkward things. I'm fixing the duck. Evan's back.
I am back.
Hi, Evan. Yes.
And he's wearing a beanie.
He had to take a business trip to Argentina, right?
Yeah, exactly, to Argentina. You know, that's where, you know, certain bad guys fled. So, you know, I had to go with them.
What kind of bad guys?
The bad.
Oh, yeah, no, the very, very bad guys. Okay. Like,
would they still use
Levi?
Like, the worst in history.
They use Samsung phones.
Samsung?
They're not Android Samsung. Users?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, they're more like.
What did Sam say?
They're more like, you know, the one true race people, so.
Like, they just run one kind of race. And...
Exactly. They're really big in marathons, yeah. Okay. Presley's like, who are you talking about?
Are we talking about? Just make us think a little bit. Give us a thought.
Yeah, just go.
No, Presley, this is the way to get you to do it. It's going to be a maze.
A maze.
Maze.
Maze runner.
You don't get it from Community?
Maze. It's a maze.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Remember that? Maze.
Anyway, they're evil people.
Hey. Man.
Hey.
If the tomato... Shut up.
We're having a sidebar conversation.
No sidebars.
I'll wait.
Okay, Mom.
Your mom was the teacher.
Anyway.
All right, America. You're now America.
If the tomato is a fruit, then ketchup is the jam.
We've already talked about
we
that.
Have, there's no
haven't.
Way we haven't used that already.
No. We have absolutely.
We have not.
Yes.
Yes, we have, right?
I am the keeper of the thoughts.
Wait, we've talked about that.
We have not talked about that.
It's in a
TikTok. Haven't we talked about it?
Yeah, let's just gaslight Presley.
Let's do it.
Into thinking that it actually happened.
I'm
going to
watch all 500 of our TikToks.
Do you remember that one, Zach?
Nope. I believe I do, yes. Yeah.
We need another one.
Now.
Yeah, because no, and then I.
What an idiot.
This one I don't think I brought up on the podcast, but then I said the same thing for like avocados. Like, if avocado is a fruit, then it's guacamole, like jelly or jam or something.
Oh. I don't remember that.
Stupid.
I don't remember that!
Why don't you have. Memory.
Why don't I just have an Excel sheet of all the ones that we've used?
Upgrade your storage.
I kind of do.
Layton, you are one to talk about memory. Come on.
Come on.
I have that.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. I don't even remember the name of this podcast.
Right? Wait, it's the PT podcast.
The PT podcast.
The Pythagorean theorem.
The Pythagorean tapes.
Yeah. What's your other one?
Okay.
How can our body feel and experience the scene when we fall off a cliff in a nightmare if we've never fallen off a cliff before?
Okay, that's an interesting one.
Well, here, the thing is, you know why you wake up when you hit the ground?
Because you're dead.
Because,
yeah.
How high is your bed off the ground?
We don't know what happens when we die.
We used to have bunk
we
beds.
We don't know how it looks after we're dead. So our brain can't comprehend death.
I've done a dream before.
So whenever we hit the ground, we wake up.
Yeah. This is facts.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes. That makes sense, but I'm kind of with Presley, though, to where, like, I've died in a dream before. Yeah. And then you go to somebody else, like, POV, or just, like, this weird third person, looking over.
Yeah, like a third party.
Yeah.
But I've also stayed in first person, and it just kind of just, like, went black. And then I woke up a couple seconds later.
That's the thing.
Isn't that what they're talking about?
No, you were saying instantly.
No.
No.
No, let's argue.
No.
Yeah. We're saying the same thing.
Guys.
False!
Zach is bald. Can we all agree on that?
Well, okay, yeah. Yeah, actually.
No.
It's actually the first code in the blockchain.
Technically, he's not bald.
NFT joke for you.
He doesn't have long hair on his head.
Yes.
Long hair.
Yeah. He doesn't have short hair either.
It's extremely microscopically short.
Microscopically short.
Sounds like Ben Shapiro right there.
I still have hair follicles.
If you have a functioning prefrontal cortex, then you would understand that Zach is not bald.
And if one were to be sentient and realize that Zach's head is indeed bald, then you would know that this is to be true.
With a functioning prefrontal cortex.
Who are you?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was like you wanted to sound like Ben Shapiro, but then Neil deGrasse Tyson came out.
Really? I would love to sound like Neil.
I know, being Neil deGrasse Tyson, that'd be so cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Right. Anyway, Schmidt, what are we doing?
Thanks for coming back and joining us for episode 76. Stick around. We'll be talking about things because this is a podcast. And prepare yourself for a session of Aquarius. Okay, have you ever needed an easier path to something in life?
Yes.
You needed a life hack.
A life hack.
We're going to talk about life hacks today. And then Noah's going to pick his top five favorite life hacks. Let's try to discuss these. Let's not try to just say, here's a life hack. Okay, next person. Yeah.
We are five-minute crafts for this video.
Right, mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, gosh, how that channel... I don't think anyone actually watches that channel for the actual hacks. It is just funny to watch.
I know. I like hate watch it.
Yeah, and it's always funny too because like you'll see something like, oh, do you not have a screw but need to hang something on the wall? Take a rubber band, a paper clip, and six sheets of paper, and then take a screw. I didn't have a screw in the first place. That was the point.
I saw one. Okay. It was to get to the top shelf. She was too short. Uh-huh. What do? Get a stool. Get something to step on. Yeah. No, this is what she does. She was wearing flip-flops. No. She took off her flip-flops. Stuck it on the bottom, took another flip-flop, took it off, and glued them together until she had, like...
They were, like, this tall!
Of flip-flops. Put them on! Oh, and now I can reach it.
Oh, my gosh!
I saw that one!
I couldn't believe it!
Oh, my gosh!
Okay. So that's our first life hack.
Get a stool!
Okay, so this is a real one for you. Let's get serious, okay? You ready?
Yeah. Serious!
Do you have... Oh, jeez!
A duck! Did it pop this morning? Layton, the mic popped. How dare you do that? Our poor listeners.
Oh, we sound okay.
Oh, man. Let's get really quiet. Okay. All right, you ready? You ever have trouble waking up in the morning?
Nope. Me.
You don't really want coffee, but you still need the caffeine to wake up in the morning.
I always want coffee.
Instead of using contact solution, just pour coffee in there, you know? That way when you pop them in your eyes, you're just bright and awake for the day, you know?
I'm sorry, what?
That's your life hack
for you. So instead of contact solution, you're saying use coffee solution.
Yeah, coffee solution.
Just blind yourself.
Yeah.
Burn your eyes out.
Is this something that you came up with or you found?
I found.
That's pretty funny, actually.
So put coffee in your eyes.
Life hack.
Yes.
But then you drink contact solution and you just swap it.
There's no
way. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That is the worst.
So stupid.
In case somebody is watching that is, you know,
don't
a little.
Please don't do this.
Yeah, don't do that.
But Zach will on the next episode.
Yeah, we're going to take.
I have contacts with me.
And I have coffee.
Oh, God.
That is the worst life hack I've ever heard.
Woo!
Yeah, you know when you need to heal a wound, just put the alcohol in your eyes.
Yeah.
Just the rubbing alcohol, drink it. Just
that
put it all in your
eyes. That makes sense, though, because not only will you feel less of the pain, but you'll also be healing it. It cleanses.
It's like carrots are good for your eyes. Just stick a carrot in your eye.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my first life hack.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Noah's keeping track of these, by the way.
I know that was just the first one. There are crazy ones to go. Will that be topped?
Gosh.
I got some crazy practical ones, so we'll see.
Let's get serious.
Noah's going to be keeping track of these, and he's going to pick his top five at the end, just so you guys know.
Yeah.
Hey, Noah, are you keeping track of these?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah,
I said please. I didn't know if he was going to do it, though.
All right, well, he never said.
Yeah.
Here's my life hack.
Okay.
Have you ever been scared of the dark? I'm going to do a sales pitch. Have you ever found yourself in bed, afraid?
Uh-huh. Naked.
Gung bald.
Yep.
Commando.
Every night.
And there's no light in the room.
Absolutely.
To bring you comfort from the demons of the dark.
No comfort.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to make a nightlight.
Mm-hmm.
But you say to yourself, they're so expensive.
Right.
Get on with it.
Don't throw out an old doll head. You can turn them into a handy dandy nightlight for your kids.
What?
All right, let's all stand up. No. Everybody stand up.
Do some jumping jacks.
Why did we stand up?
Because what?
That is absurd.
Okay, so instead of buying a nightlight, you Noah sewed up too. Thank you. This is like dead poet. This is dead poet society right now, dude. This is. I am okay. Zach, why don't you explain why we did what we did?
Okay. What do you mean, did what we did?
Stood up and had that reaction.
Because that is absurd. Could you imagine being asleep at night, and then you're like, wow, I can't sleep, but I need something to light up the room. I'm going to cut off a doll head, and then I'm going to put lights in it. And who's to say that
the eyes and the mouth are going to be, like, shining through?
Is this your pitch for a new Conjuring movie?
It's got to be Annabelle.
You just roll over and it's like, ah!
The saloon, you're just like, stop sleeping next to the light switch or the plug-in thing. What are you doing?
Because then you'll have light and you won't be alone.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Are you falling asleep right now?
Yes.
I need contacts in my eye. I mean,
coffee in my contacts.
Contacts. Yes. You are supposed to put the contacts in your eyes.
Man, you have a face on your face. What is that face for? Do you want to tell us a life hack?
Yes. So, have you ever made pancakes? You probably haven't.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't cook.
I know.
I used to make tie-dye pancakes where you put food coloring on.
You know how sometimes, like, you can't get the exact amount in the pan, or it might get a little messy or something like that?
Yeah.
Hear me out.
I am hearing you.
Measure.
You're done with your ketchup bottle.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
All
actually,
the ketchup
yeah.
is gone. Uh-huh. You clean it out.
Okay.
You put the pancake mix in the ketchup bottle, and you just squeeze the pancake mix out of the bottle, and it's less mess, and it's easier.
Okay. No, I saw that one. That one, you know, it's not too
bad.
No,
you didn't.
No,
you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No.
Sorry, it was for
Don't
waffles,
act like you're
bad.
Not impressed. Yeah, there you go. Stand up.
Blatant leave. Just get out. Just get out of here. It's too absurd. This is what we do now. We leave the podcast when we don't like what's going
go
on.
Go home, yet. Take a nap, take a dump, come back.
Yeah.
What?
No, that's your ritual.
Yeah. Oh. So yeah, that's mine.
I like that.
I would like that a little bit more, but I have such a weird thing with ketchup. I would probably use any other bottle except that. Yeah. I just don't like ketchup.
All right, so imagine this. It's a jar of mayonnaise. I was just going to say that.
Maybe something else.
Mustard.
There you go.
Empty bottle of Rocky Road Tabasco.
Rocky Road Tabasco?
Please enlighten us.
No.
Okay.
I remember
well,
one time in Knoxville, I was driving up a rocky road.
Yeah, that was an adventure.
Right.
Yeah. That was so
actually
funny.
Blew out your muffler.
Oh, we are talking about that time. Yeah. I was thinking of another time. There was rocks on a road.
Right.
Driving.
Oh. Okay. That's good to know.
Like the back road. You know, like the back of your hand.
This is a good one.
What's your
turn?
Just know we might get up.
My turn? Y'all better get up on it. Okay, so this isn't funny at all because the ones I went with were ones that were practical, and I actually tested this one out. I saw it. I said, absolutely no way. There's no way that's real. So, have you ever been reading a book? Do y'all read?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't either.
How do you read?
But if I were to read, what's the one annoying thing about physical books that like digital is better at? Other than being able to take it
anywhere. You can't read it at night.
Keeping your place.
There's that.
You can't read it at night. You have light.
No, don't you? No.
Okay, you probably won't.
He put a doll head on the top of a flashlight.
Yeah. Let's say you want to cover something important. What do you use?
A highlighter.
Okay. What's the problem when you use a physical book and you highlight something?
It bleeds.
It's permanent.
Got it.
What if I want to remove that?
Oh.
Lemon juice.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It works.
It does?
It actually works.
No, so if you just in case you didn't hear him.
It works. So I did this last night. I got a piece of paper. I said, hello there. And then I highlighted it on a piece of paper. And I said, this is not going to work. Took some lemon juice, put it on a towel or whatever, a little
like
soft.
Like a Q-tip or something.
Yeah, a Q-tip. Rubbed it off. Guys.
What?
It came off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't believe it.
I'm going to get up now.
Now, it didn't work with the blue highlighter, but it worked with the yellow one.
Do you think if I used a blue lemon, it would take it off?
It might.
Oh, my God.
I deserve a cookie.
You do.
A cookie. Yeah. I need a 45-minute nap. No. Yay. An hour.
I need to lie down for a full hour.
No.
No one knows who you're talking about.
Well, I'll admit that was actually kind of cool.
No, that one was actually cool. I was really surprised. That was the first one that might work.
Did it?
Or if you need a bookmark for a book, just use ketchup.
Did it moisten?
No. You put the lemon juice in the ketchup bottle. Yeah. And you squeeze it on there.
Did it moisten the page?
Okay, it did. But if I was careful and used a light amount, it would.
So work you don't even have to brush that hard. You just
Interesting. Yeah, interesting. I'll show you sometime. Now, okay, here's the thing. I freshly did it. I wonder if it sat there for like a year, if it would still work. It may not. It might be embedded into the paper.
Uh-huh.
But this was fresh, and it came off.
Fresh. It was fresh.
Okay, so, Evan, what you got for us, man? What?
Presley just spit out his cookie.
Why?
I'm just going to keep it.
Okay, all right. Cookies aside, even though they are very delicious.
Eat your cookie. Eat your cookie right now. Referencing. Okay, anyway. So again, I did not understand the assignment because I thought that they were supposed to be like real life hacks or ones that... Oh!
Anyway.
Layton's a bad butt. Anyway. Mama but.
Nice save.
He's a bad donkey. But anyway. A bad donkey. All right, anyway, enough of this.
Anyway.
So, I was going to say, just mine, I tried to think of them as more practical and that would actually work. And this one excited me because, you know, whenever we do our drafts and stuff, I get out, like, Excel and I do all these things. And
big list guy.
Big list guy. You know, that's my one talent, as right. Shmev is interrupting me. It's very rude.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
sorry. But
sneezing is one of my
But here, for my sales pitch, have you ever heard someone speak a different language and you didn't know what they said?
Nope.
Like, you're in the grocery store and you hear someone else say something, you're like, that jerk just said something about me. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
So you remember, it's embedded in your brain. You're like, oh, I know what they said.
Yeah.
I just don't know what they said.
Yeah.
So then you go to Excel. And in Excel, there is a function for Google Translate. And it's so nice because you can basically... I want to show you it, but it's not on Mac. It's only on PC because Mac Excel is stupid.
Amen.
But you can basically mass translate all these different things from any language to English, like, instantaneously.
Yeah.
Very
and
cool.
And it is so nice.
Yeah.
So that is my thing, is that you can just any sort of translate, it's there.
Fun fact, when I worked sales, I actually used Google Translate quite a bit because a lot of people would come into the store I worked at and they would speak Spanish and they would still want to buy stuff and ask questions about it. So you just bring out your phone, and a lot of them knew how to do it too. It was kind of cool. You just bring out your phone and you tap talk and they talk into it and it bam. And
why
so
didn't
translate.
They speak English?
Zach, I thought you were racist.
Whoa. No, not particularly.
Okay.
Not particularly.
No.
You know, occasionally, but, you know.
What?
I like how it's not no, it's not particularly.
No.
That is not a great answer to are you racist.
What do you even say to that question, though?
You're just like, are you racist? You're like, well, you're like, wait, am I?
I'm leaving. I'm not racist.
Not particularly racist. Like, oh, just say no. Just say no.
I'm crying.
No.
I'd just like to see you. And...
He just doesn't know what to say. He's like, yeah.
He's just a great
man. I'm just enjoying a cookie.
The title of this episode is
yes.
Not particularly racist?
Not particularly.
The bald man is racist? That's the title.
I just like to see you when you're put in different situations. That's all.
Okay. He's basically using you as an experiment. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Racist bald man, it's your turn. What's your life hack?
Oh, gosh. Right. Okay. Back to mine. So
I hope it works for all people.
Yes. You ever been sitting at your laptop and you're eating a sandwich, right? Not me in particular, because I'm not a big fan of cold sandwiches. But say I had a cold sandwich with me and I was hungry.
Has to be cold.
Has to be a cold sandwich, right?
If it's a panini, it won't work.
Well, if you have your laptop with you and it's plugged in, all you have to do to warm it up, make it toasty, is slap some butter on the, what do you call them things?
The keyboard?
No, not the keyboard. What's the part of the charger? You know, that part of the charger?
Oh, the power
adhesive.
Brick.
The power brick. You take the power brick, put some butter on it, wait for it to heat up real nice, slap your sandwich on top, and bam, you got a panini.
Take a strip of
panini.
Bacon.
A panini.
Not a bad idea.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
No,
and
I'm
here's
not.
A picture just for visual reference.
What the crap?
Okay. So dumb.
You know,
that's so
somehow
funny,
That somehow that makes so much more sense than your first.
Yeah,
thought.
I was gonna say
somehow.
That yeah.
Have you guys seen like in some states or places in the world where you can literally take a frying pan, put it on the pavement, and start cooking?
Oh yeah.
Oh
like
yeah.
Like an egg
like
or
Arizona
bacon. Yeah.
I mean, you could do that here during the summertime.
Mm.
I've had friends
depends.
That do it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Depends
if
on
if you
the
get
day.
A magnifying glass, yeah. Especially.
But like in July when it's the hottest.
Did you ever burn things as a kid with a magnifying
glass?
Yes. I thought I was so cool.
I did too.
I was one of those kids that burned ants. I'm surprised I'm not a serial killer.
Oh, I'm
wait,
surprised.
Wait, actually, how many times does it take for it to become cereal?
About three to four.
Okay, I'm close.
So you are a racist serial
killer. Title of the episode.
Oh, yep. Gosh.
Canceled. He's just not in the next episode. We never acknowledge it.
What's yours?
No. Oh, it's my turn.
We just put Noah with a bald cap in that seat.
Okay, hear me out.
I'll hear you in.
Do I have to?
So, you know I cook all the time, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Obviously. Yeah. Big
well,
cook guy.
Are you tired of boiling water every time you need to make pasta? Boil a few gallons at the beginning of the week and freeze it for later.
Wow, if dumb. Only... And then you can defrost your boiled water.
That's right. That way you won't have to boil it.
Oh, my God.
I lost brain cells listening to that.
How is that worse? That well, actually, no. Is it worse than the coffee in con? I feel no.
No,
it can't be worse. It can't be worse. But just at least that one's just stupid, and you'd be an idiot. And it's not like you're damaging yourself. You're just wasting.
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't cook.
Wait, Noah raised his hand. Oh, never mind. Noah, we're not calling you anymore.
Yeah, sorry, man.
All right, Schmidt.
My turn.
Yeah.
All right. Imagine this.
Okay.
It's a hot summer day. Ooh. You're working outside. Let's say you're working on your car.
All right.
It's like 95 degrees.
Sweating.
You are hot. You want a little popsicle to cool yourself off and a delicious treat.
All right.
But the thing is, when you get a popsicle and it's that hot, it melts and it could drip on your fingers.
Yeah.
It gets sticky.
It gets sticky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Been there.
What if in your kitchen you had... The cupcake thing, the things that cupcakes go in.
Cupcake sleeves?
Yeah. And you put it under your popsicle so your popsicle didn't melt on your fingers.
Oh,
so you're saying
that
take
way
the
liquid
sleeve.
Gets stuck in that.
Take the sleeve, penetrate it with the popsicle stick.
Exactly.
And then that catches all of the liquids.
Yes.
No, and then you can use Presley's thing. Then you can freeze it and have it again for later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Double life hack.
If you would like to see this picture, Noah, I...
In case you can't visualize, it's a popsicle.
Yeah, in case you can't visualize,
so it catches all the liquid.
I like
it's,
that.
So Shmev came up with a popsicle napkin. It's pretty cool.
Yes.
Okay.
The pop nap.
Pop nap.
Pop nap.
The pop nap. Is that a new version of like hip hop or something?
Yeah. And if it still gets on you, you could use a wet nap.
I'm giving Noah a cookie.
Hey, come here, bud.
Come here. You deserve it.
You've been good today.
Oh, good boy. Who's a good Noah? Who's
Layton's
a good
turn.
Noah?
Do y'all have a female in the house?
That's all you can have until
lunch. Hold on. Wait, listen to this. This has got to be good.
What? Do y'all have a female in the house?
From time to time.
Okay.
Yeah.
More than likely, they have something called a flat iron.
Yeah.
Okay. You can use it for this scenario. If you don't, you could use a lighter.
So we have the racist and the sexist. Go on.
Okay.
I mean, okay, do y'all like straighten your hair with the flat iron? I mean, come on.
Yeah, all the time.
Well, Zach does. I mean, look at him.
Look at how straight that hair
is.
He burns it off.
Yeah.
So, are you guys ever like, man, I don't want to waste this 1-gallon-sized plastic bag?
Oh, God.
Every day.
Every day. You're packing some snacks. You're packing some snacks. You're like, I only need half of this. But I don't have half of a gallon. I only have this 1-gallon bag. You know what you can do?
What?
Cut it in half. Oh, but all my snacks are going to spill out. You seal it with the flat iron.
Yeah, why not melt burning toxic plastic around all of your food?
Yeah, that sounds... You do that first, and then it like becomes hard.
No, it's so great. You know what? You can double your bags and double the amount of time you get cancer. It's a two for one.
Amazing.
Nice.
It hardens, and I don't think it's going to cause cancer.
No. Well,
it hardens.
Try it.
Oh, I did last night. It worked fine.
Oh.
Did you actually try out all of these?
Yeah. Once I've done so far, I did. Wow. I tried them out. I used a lighter, and it kept burning the plastic.
DIY guru.
Yeah.
Did you breathe that in?
No, I didn't.
Deep into your lungs?
No. Instead, you should use a flat iron because you could seal it off perfectly.
Nice.
That makes more sense.
Okay, Evan.
Okay.
So, yeah, what you got?
In order to hack my life, I need to have a female in the house.
Honestly?
Okay. Once again, yeah. Your grandmother's right upstairs.
I thought
it's been a while since we brought that up.
Laugh hike, females.
Yeah.
No, but, all right, so again, for mine.
Girl power.
Just okay. Go, all right.
Well, for mine, again, this is one that, no, we're not. Again, for mine, a little more serious, and I told at least some of you about it. I forget, but yes, okay, it's very serious. Look at me with intent in your eyes.
I might stand up.
Yes, and I already told you guys about this one, I think, or at least some of you. But, you know, when you're at a restaurant, and, you know, you're eating at a restaurant, as one does, you know, typically, not always.
Yeah.
Maybe you're like Noah and you just get chicken nuggets. Ooh. But anyway.
Nuggies.
Yeah, and the little nuggies. But anyway, you get the bill. And you're like, oh, this is awful. I want to throw it out. But you can't. So you have to pay the bill. And then they want extra money on top of that. It's very rude. but what you can do is that instead of having to write out a tip, you can just write the total that you want to pay, and you can completely skip the tip line, and it will automatically add it for you. So you can just write the total. You don't have to touch the tip at all.
But you, wait, no, but that's not clear, though. You have to write in the tip.
No, you don't, because say that something costs like $36.48, and you write $40. The tip is automatically added. You don't have to do
the
tip.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you sure? Like, that wouldn't...
No, I am... I am 100% certain. That is... No, that is 100%. You do not have to write the tip part at all. You don't have to do the math.
I'm going
to
start doing
this. You
just
write the total. So, oh, it's $36.48. Oh, I want to pay $40. Oh, how much would that be? Oh, just write $40.
That's kind of killer.
That's
like
actually
that.
Cool.
That's killer.
I'm going to use that.
Shout out to my
killer.
Mama
that's
for
killer.
Originally
someone's
telling me
killer.
That.
Someone's getting killed.
Yeah, that's yeah. Killer, my G.
That's
killer.
That's right.
Bet. Double bet.
Yeah, I'm not cereal yet.
You're like...
He's one or two away.
I actually really like that. And I'm going to use it today.
Thank you. Yes, yeah, I was gonna say at lunch if we have to tip for it, just don't write the tip, just write the amount you want to pay.
Okay. All right. Wow. Let me raise you.
I'm gonna lower it to $4 to make them pay.
Yes,
you tipped me.
You broke the system.
No, wait, no. Oh my god.
He left the table. Okay. Oh. So.
Hey guys,
go Layton, go!
He's back.
See, for me, if I want to get out, I'm just busting through the table.
So yeah,
I'm just bam.
Hold on to your mics,
man. Yeah. What were in those cookies?
You don't want to know.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so let me raise you a scenario, guys.
Let me raise you.
Just raise me.
You just know, and I don't know if y'all deal with this, I certainly struggle. I have a hard time remembering to brush my teeth. Now, lately, I've been getting a little better at it. But say you want to save some time, so. Instead of after you eat your last meal going to brush your teeth, why don't you add toothpaste to your meal so that you don't have to brush your teeth? It tastes minty, it's amazing, it's edible, and you just completely save time at the end of your day.
Makes sense.
Just add them running through the table like you did the smoke bomb.
Okay. Shmev, what you think of that?
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. You should really consider it.
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
No,
why don't you just add it to your water? If you drink, it's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you can freeze it and then you can just rub the ice cubes on your teeth.
Bro, you can soak your sandwich in water and make it all soggy so that way you don't have to drink water and eat.
Right.
Okay, actually, this is a real life hack.
Oh, God. What is he going to say?
This is a real life hack. If regular tooth whitening toothpaste doesn't, like, whiten your teeth well, you can actually brush your teeth with hydrogen peroxide. And it's supposed to really help whiten it.
Yeah.
Really?
Some dentists will recommend it.
I don't know if I do that all the time, but...
And it doesn't taste bad. It really doesn't.
6 or 7 times a day won't hurt.
But yeah, well, that's a real one for you.
No, that is a real one. My only counter to that is that white teeth does not necessarily equal healthy teeth.
That's true.
No.
But it is good for your teeth.
I'm just going to whiten them.
Okay.
I'm just going to have white teeth.
Just paint them.
Without whitening.
Yeah, just put some paint on there.
Okay.
You want white teeth?
Just paint your teeth white.
Yeah.
Just like, I want Steve Harvey tea.
Oh, my God.
And if there's any excess paint, just swallow the rest.
Yeah.
You know?
That sounds healthy. Edible.
Don't do that, guys.
You ready?
No, don't swallow
Make toothpaste. Make sure it's lead-based. Yeah.
Hey.
Also, talk to your local dentist if you actually consider hydrogen peroxide. I'm sure it's probably not for everyone, so don't.
9 out of 10 dentists agree that Zach is bald.
I hear you,
Presley. I'm going to ignore Presley.
Hey.
Hey.
Life hack.
Can I have your cookie?
Yeah.
I'm joking. I don't want it.
Are the batteries dead in your smoke alarm? Is it going, eh?
Eh?
Eh? Every 10 minutes?
Okay.
Just use popcorn as a smoke alarm. Hang it up on your ceiling, and when you hear the popcorn crackling, grab your popcorn and get out of
that
there.
That is the best one yet. Because then, when everything is catching fire, at least you can have a snack on the way out.
As you're watching your house burn down, you'll have a little snack.
Could you imagine, like, running through your neighborhood? You're just, my house is burning down, help!
No, what would be great is if you just filled your entire house with popcorn so that when the fire department comes, they have snacks to thank them.
Exactly.
So I have a question. If you butter your floor, then does that mean that you can have buttered popcorn?
That's right. Okay. Just don't slip.
I like that.
As he hits his head.
I like that. Also, my brain damage.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Thanks.
I like that.
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I like that.
I have a few on here. I'm trying to. This is probably our last round because of time.
Yeah.
But I have a few on here. I'll use this one. Okay. You know how sometimes when you put stuff in the trash can, things might leak out like liquid or something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, take this it one out. I actually use all the time.
And it's just very nasty and, yeah.
I think I know what you're
saying. Well, to prevent that, put old newspaper at the bottom of your trash can, like, you know, in the bag, and then it soaks up all the liquid. So when you take it out, you don't have to deal with all the nasty juices and
maybe it'll even stick to the bag.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
No, it is good. I mean, granted, I don't know why you wouldn't just use paper towels, but old newspaper, yeah, it works.
I literally would use that.
Actually, one of the things I don't want to overshare life hacks because if they were only supposed to tell so many, then
well, just Noah won't count this one.
They're very
Noah, close your ears.
Noah, don't count this one because this is just a freebie.
Just count it as mine if you don't mind.
Yeah,
if you have
if
a life
good,
hack,
count it as Shmev's. If it's bad, Zach,
okay,
just keep it to yourself.
Okay, this is my favorite thing that's happened with him so far is that in order to not hear what we're about to say, he decided to put his hands over his ears, over the earbuds that he's wearing. Anyways,
that's so funny.
So, one of the things I do so I don't have to replace the trash bag so much is I put a whole bunch of trash bags at the bottom of my trash can so that I take out the trash, there's just another one sitting right there.
Yeah.
No, that's another good life hack. I forgot about that.
But I only do that if there's a trash can with no liquids going in it, like for instance, like a paper trash bag. So, anyways,
honestly, I just throw out the trash can with the bag, just save it all together.
It is called a trash can.
Yeah.
Not trash cannot.
That's right. You can not do it.
Yeah. Sorry.
I got that from what Presley thought.
Let's keep interrupting Layton.
Okay.
All right, let's interrupt Layton. So, Presley, how's your mom?
Oh, she's doing good. Thanks
for asking. That's Layton's
mom. That's Layton's mom, too.
Wait, Layton, how's your mom?
She's doing good.
Thanks for asking.
One or two?
Two.
One and a half.
Please do two.
The Seckies.
Please do two.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Do you ever get gum stuck in your hair?
Nope.
Do you ever get gum stuck in your carpet?
Nope.
No. Do you ever get gum stuck in something and you just can't get it out?
Yeah. Nope.
All the time.
My teeth.
Okay. Well, if you do, you know what you can do?
What?
Instead of tugging it and trying to get it all out, making everything worse and making the mess all horrible, you know what you can do?
What can you do, Layton?
What can I do?
No. Ice pack. Freeze gum. Do you know what happens when you freeze gum?
It becomes hard.
It becomes cold.
It disintegrates.
It becomes so cold that it's brittle. And it crumbles apart. This one I didn't have time to test. But if the internet is correct, it will literally just fall apart.
Disintegrate.
Yes.
I like how you have the most practical ones, but you're saying it in such an entertaining way.
Thanks.
These are really good.
So you Thanos snap the gum.
Yeah, I watched an episode of The Office last night, and there was that episode with Michael Scott where he got gum stuck in his hair, and he put peanut butter in it. And I'm like, that's so messy. There has to be a better way. And found that on the internet.
He should have just froze his head.
Froze his head. Yep.
Evan?
This is very uncomfortable watching you feed
that
Presley
was a little
cookie.
Too...
Comfortable. I agree.
That was a little too Sorry. Sensual. Anyway.
That's me and Presley for you.
Okay.
Evan.
Okay. For my life hack, after watching that. So for me. All right. So, do you ever open up a bag of chips and then you don't have, like, a chip clip whenever you're done?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I need to put this away. But then you're like, oh, but I may not have it for a few days, or it just happens. And you're like, oh, they're going to go stale, and it's just not good. What you do, and Zach knows about this one.
I love this one. Throw them away.
The chips. Yeah, you just throw them away. Then you don't have to worry about it. No.
Yeah.
You put your chips in the freezer, and they will stay fresh, and they won't get stale for like 6 months.
Really?
He's actually right.
No, that actually is a thing.
The first time I saw this, I went to his house, and his mom was like, well, I bet you guys are hungry for lunch. Do you guys want me to make you some nachos? I was like, oh, that sounds killer. Great.
Yeah. Someone's gonna die.
Yo, that killer, my G.
So I remember this very distinctly. You guys were in the old house. She reached in the freezer, grabbed a bag of chips, and I thought she was a cuckoo woman.
That's hilarious.
But it was really, literally, not stale and delicious.
I like that.
Now I kind of like cold chips. It's a little weird.
That actually does sound nice.
You're a weird racist
cool
type
ranch
of guy.
Doritos, just put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
Then they're actually cool.
Ranch. Okay, that would be cool. I will say, tip is tortilla chips. I don't know how they are with, like, Lay's or Doritos or anything like that. Did you just kill me?
So yeah. Much happy every right time now. Zach goes, killer, I'm going to go, ha!
Shoot. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Anyway.
All right. Should we give Noah time to rank these and then come back?
Yeah.
Or Noah, or have you already narrowed it down?
30 seconds. Okay.
So all right. Should we just do a cut right here?
Yes.
Sure. Yes.
And
cut. All right. Noah has decided. So we didn't know this, but Noah decided to rank on the top five that made him the most angry.
Which is fair.
So Noah, come in here.
All right. Come over here, buddy.
All right. What is it?
Sorry, everyone.
Okay. So y'all ready?
Yes.
I think we are. Okay, so number five. Okay, so number one's the one that made me the angriest.
Okay.
Okay.
So number five goes to Evan, who puts his chips in the freezer. Because I'm not eating cold chips. I don't know what I'm making.
But they're not stale.
But they're not stale, but they're freezing cold. Yeah. No. It's like ice cubes. All right, anyway. Number four goes to Shmevin. Pancake mix in the ketchup bottle.
You didn't like that?
No.
Yes, I feel the same way.
That's disgusting. Well,
you're an idiot.
I'd rather throw up.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
But what if you cleaned it out?
Well, yeah, but still, it's the fact principle. That you're squirting like a 4-week-old pancake mix. Nah, not for me.
Oh man, wow.
I'm gonna make pancakes like that for you one day.
Okay. Number three is freezing the gum. I don't have 6 hours to freeze gum.
It takes like 5 minutes. You just put an ice pack on it. Anyway.
I don't know. I don't want to do
you
it.
You did not test that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't test it. So.
I'd rather just incinerate it.
That's fair.
Incinerate?
Fair enough.
Incinerate it, I thought.
Incinerate it. I'd rather just catch it on fire.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, number two is freezing the pasta water.
That made me mad too. Oh,
I would do unspeakable things to someone who did that. That's the same thing as like freezing hot dog water. No.
Ew. Oh, that'd be delicious.
No.
Right?
Ew.
Okay.
Right? All right, look at the camera for this last one. So
number one, there's two of them for number one. It goes to the same person.
It would be the bald man.
Okay, so it's the coffee in the contacts and toothpaste with your last name.
Yes, thank you.
Please, don't ever say that again. Thank you very much.
So wait, does that mean that I was the biggest winner or loser since I was fifth?
How do you even judge that?
You probably win and Zach probably loses.
I always lose.
Zach always loses. I feel like we just need to give him a bone one of these
don't
times.
Don't you forget it.
A bone?
Throw him a bone.
Yeah, throw him a bone.
Give him a bone and throw him a bone. It's two entirely different things.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, maybe we can do both.
Yeah, let us know. Y'all let us know your life hacks.
Thanks, Noah.
If you end up using these life hacks, send us a video or a picture of you doing it on Instagram.
Oh, please.
Or the Discord. Or join a Discord and send it in there.
I want to see someone's hair with gum in it and it's just frozen.
I want to see the ketchup bottle of pancake mix.
Or... go buy our merch, put the shirt on, and then do these things.
Yeah.
And then take a video of you doing it, and then tell us about it in the Discord, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. What else are we on? YouTube.
MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace, obviously.
Make a movie out of it, then do a review on Relay.
Yep.
Netscape.
Send it directly to Noah's home address.
His phone number will be in the link in the description.
1-800-HOT-LOVE.com.
Yep.
.com.
His number is 911.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Don't call that.
Thank you guys for listening in and joining us. Let us know what kind of episodes you may want. Yeah, we're open to suggestions. Put it in the suggestions tab in Discord. That's easy.
Also, for our Discord users, the word of the day is Duckington. Duckington. That's how we'll know that you've watched.
Yes. Yeah. Put it in the chat.
Put it in the chat.
Duckington.
No one else will understand, but we'll know what it means.
Yeah.
Not let us. Thank you for joining us. Join us next episode, and thank you for joining us for a session of awkwardness.